Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of Just Keep Writing,
a podcast for writers by writers to keep you writing.
I'm Marshall.
And I'm Nick.
I caught you off guard there for a second, didn't I? Just started.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For some reason, I thought I was saying the line wrong.
I'm trying to keep you on the edge, man. Anyway, here we are. Top of the show. What do we got, buddy? Some announcements, housekeeping stuff, or we just, I don't know, Discord's been pretty good. What's going on over there?
Discord's been great. I'd like to make a formal request to Discord, though.
Okay.
So when someone new joins your channel, it gives them an introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And today we had a great one.
It's usually pretty geeky, like some sort of pylons or something happening.
Yeah. Well, in today's intro, it is the greatest one I've seen so far. It said, I'm never going to give, and then the person's name.
Oh, I love
it. I'm never going to let you.
Oh, I love it.
Let person's name down, and you're like, that's wonderful. Now it's all stuck in my head all day.
That's a fine song to have in your head, sir.
But
just let it bounce around in there.
What if they played a noise instead? Like a random noise that's recognizable. Like someone joins the Discord channel.
Oh God, you introduced it. You introduced
new
that
to user. You know God. What I mean? Like,
yeah, I do.
It'd be a little unique, probably annoying after the first 3 or 4, but
no, certainly annoying. The novelty would wear off, but after the first couple, it'd be fine. It'd be fine for a couple times.
See, I'm full of great ideas.
I agree, sir.
Discord's been great, though. It's been bumping. So I like it. Love the conversations going on. There was a conversation about code switching and my awkward accentness. And I'm not alone. So thank you for those that have spoken up and say you do the same. It's great. Thank you.
And I feel like that's a lot of the point for me, especially with the Discord channel, is just the continuing the conversations. Like I wasn't the only one to pick up on Ben, using Ben instead of garbage can.
Yes.
Somebody brought that up in Discord. I thought that was hilarious. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm conscious of it, but like, I like saying Ben, dude. It's kind of nice. I feel like... I'm feeling exotic sometimes, you know? More exotic than usual, I should say.
It's my favorite. I just love randomly, like, when I'm trying to talk to someone, just to be like, oi! Totally not an American thing at all.
But I like that we had that conversation, man. And I like that people are picking up on it. And hopefully they were able to use that with their writing and stuff as well. So I think that's super important. That's the whole point of this, right?
For sure, yeah. And, you know, one of the users did bring up a good point. Don't use so much code switching or reference the dialect so much
right.
that you're changing your reader's way of talking.
No.
So.
I think that's important.
So there is that.
I think in the actual written, if you're reading a book, I think it's different than listening to an audiobook in that depending on the narrator, depending on the narrator's accent, and depending on what they're trying to pull off within each individual character, I feel like it's more of a risk with an audiobook, I feel like, than a written book. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Than reading on the page. Because, I mean, you're internalizing what the words are rather than having somebody tell you how the words should be spoken, how they should be pronounced, and, of course, inflection and accents and everything else. I'm listening to the third book in the Old Man's War for John Scalzi, and the book starts off on a planet that where a lot of Indian refugees went to from Earth, right?
Oh, wow.
And so the narrator obviously uses Indian accents. I'm talking Indian, not Native American, right? Indian accents. And it's interesting because if I was reading the book, like actually have the book in front of me reading it, I don't think that I would be, well, then again, I haven't read a book in a while, but that's a weird thing to say on a writing podcast. But I mean, I don't think that I would naturally start putting the accent in there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Unless the narrator was doing it for me.
Yeah. But I mean, like there's some things you just read and it is obvious.
Oh yeah. Exactly. And that's the writer's.
But that's dialect. If you're writing in dialect,
yeah,
that's the purpose of it. So,
right. And if words are left out and stuff like that, I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Huge shout out to all you guys for donating to Jesse Grayson's Futurescapes trip. She was able to get funded and recently announced earlier this week that she will be attending Futurescapes in Utah.
Yes. Good for her. Yay.
Yeah. Pretty excited for her. She's way excited to come out here. And she's just super grateful that all you guys supported her and she was able to do it.
Yeah. And it's doing this stuff is hard, man. And while we're talking about conventions, as I said, I will not be going to MoCon, but thankfully I was able to get, thanks for your recommendation to Delta Airlines, I was able to actually maneuver my itinerary a bit. So I'm going to redirect that towards my flight to writing excuses, the cruise. And then I'll figure out next May when it happens. So I'm excited, dude. Although I'm missing that one, I got to keep looking forward to the next thing, you know?
Right. And, you know, next thing for you and I together, San Diego Comic-Con, which we've talked about.
Yep.
We do have our write-in night that we're going to have. And as time progresses, we're going to vamping that up, improve our event page that we have on Facebook, and kind of get something a little bit more concrete and solid on what we're going to be doing for that. I was going to say, I call it a write-in session right now, but there may not be any writing going on.
There may not be, but I'm okay with that. Here's like my, how I envision it. I envision it sort of like Oliver Twist or Olive and Twist or how, whatever they called it on the boat, where where like you go up to a place like, let's all meet up and write. And sometimes you write, which is, writing is important. Obviously, that's the whole point of this. But if you and I went up there together, it might take us 15 minutes to finally start writing, right? Because we're chatting, we're bouncing ideas off each other, we're talking about where we're at or asking for advice and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, for sure. And then I like the, what you said was just bouncing ideas off each other. It's like certain things that, hey, like, in my writing, I want to do this. Do you have any suggestions? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, and that's a lot of what I've experienced with that.
And I like that kind of casual day. I don't want people, I mean, granted, please bring your laptop, bring your device or whatever, and come and hang out. And we'll eat, we'll have some beverages, we'll chat, and then we'll see where it goes. Like, I mean, there are times where you or me or someone else, there were people writing at BarCons, like, especially, well, at the BarCon on the boat, at least, you know.
Oh, I've done it in BarCons at other conventions where
you put your headphones on or whatever.
Early stages, I bust out my laptop and then when it gets busy and you don't want to be the weird person anymore.
Well, when the moment takes you or whatever, or when you feel like you got to get something down the page, or let's say you have a conversation with somebody that inspires you in some way, or you have a conversation with somebody where you just need to write that thing down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's, I think that's super important. So initially right now, and again, like Nick said, we will update the page, but come and hang out with us. We have a nice little house. We'll sit on the patio, we'll chat for a bit, and then maybe do some writing, and that'll be a couple hours. And then I think we'll do some BarCon after that for sure. We'll go. There's a couple bars right near there.
I will feed you dinner. Like, I'm making that promise now.
All right,
but I'll
That's
be
a bold, to- bold promise, sir.
I will be cooking. If I'm not cooking, I'm ordering pizza.
I was gonna say it might be easier to order pizza, but either way, we will feed.
Hey,
you.
If this place gives me pots and pans, I'm abusing that. Scrambled eggs for breakfast every day.
There we go. Now we're talking. All right, man. So yeah, we'll be definitely updating that as we go forward. So.
I will be at Futurescapes next week, and I will hopefully have some good content to bring back for you guys. One of the things I do want to talk about later, and maybe it's a special episode that we do or not, I don't know, but query letters. Something I'm going to be able to learn and be taught next week at Futurescapes, so I'm pretty excited for it, because that's something I don't know anything about.
I've written a couple. I have some books on them. I know people that have done it. I actually have one rejection letter somewhere that I have to find in an email, but,
Woo! You did it.
I did it. But what's interesting, man, is that's an art in and of itself. And it's an art. I don't even know if it's an art, but it's changing all the time. And it also depends on where you're sending it. You know what I mean? So we'll definitely talk about that after you have a little insight. And maybe we could bring some folks on who have done some querying, more querying than you or myself, and kind of go from there.
Absolutely.
So,
what are we talking about for the month of April?
I think April's going to be interesting. and since we're still kind of at the top of the show, I am, as I've alluded to, celebrating my 40th birthday next week. as I'm recording this. And so Nick and I are kind of putting something together for this week and next week. But really, we eventually want to get to the business of writing, but we think we're going to do that in May. This month, I think we should talk about a little bit about how we do things. And I know we've been a little, I mean, this is episode 7. I think it might be time to say that we are actually doing things and have experienced things and letting people give us feedback on what we are doing. I think that's super important. So
yeah, no, I totally agree.
So this week, what do you think? Should we talk about, what did you suggest? It was a crazy thing, but I'm willing to go there if you want to go there.
Well, one, I do want to talk about Pantliner.
Pantliner. Oh, definitely.
So that's happening this tonight. Mm-hmm. But the question I propose to you, my good sir, that I will also answer is, how do you do it? How do you sit down and start writing a new story? What's your process? What's your tools, your exercises? What goes through your mind when you're first sitting down for the first 3,000 words?
Okay, so first of all, just to touch on the Pantliner thing. First of all, that is legitimately going to be the name of the episode, which is, I think, either good or bad. But Discord seemed to like it. And the name of it comes from a hybrid between, if you listen to the other episode, pantsing versus plotting, right?
Pantsing versus outlining.
Outlining versus pantsing. So pantlining, right? Pantliner. We'll come to that for sure. And I think it's funny enough to almost make a serious topic out of.
I think you totally could. I firmly believe that whether you're a pantser or an outliner or a plotter versus a discovery writer, like, you're a little bit of both. You're not so far in one spectrum that you can't be the other or you're not doing the other. So I definitely think that's a good topic to have. I feel, you and I both feel, we're kind of 50-50 on things where we do a lot of discovery writing, but we do plot certain points out in outline. Mm. So it's a good hybrid name. Unless someone's smarter than I has something else.
No. I think we're good. Smarter for sure, maybe, but Pantliner? You can't. That's pretty amazing.
I love it.
All right, buddy. So here's what I did. So I have two giant works in progress that I've worked on over the years. One is more recent, one is older. And I was definitely, and I'm going to kind of bring this back to the Pantliner thing, of course, because honestly, dude, like, I discovery wrote because I didn't know how to outline. I didn't know how to plot things out. I just knew I wanted to write. And I've had these few characters in my head for a long time. And really, the way that I started was taking these characters and writing a little bit about each one of them, kind of. And I guess it's sort of not really outlining, but more brainstorming, right? And so I took these characters, but really I started this by being inspired by other fantasy authors. So I read a lot of Dragonlance and Forgotten Realms and like high fantasy elves and dwarves. And
Forgotten Realms is so good, though.
So good. And R.A. Salvatore is one of my favorite authors. And I got the privilege of meeting this gentleman at last year's San Diego Comic-Con. And it was one of the best meeting your author moments that I can think
really
of. It's up on my On the Usual Podcast Instagram. And it was a phenomenal moment for me. And he signed his latest book. And I just talked to him. I said, I look at him for inspiration because he writes what he knows. You know, he's a white dude and he's writing from a marginalized perspective, but at the same time, he's bringing in his martial arts background and all this other stuff that definitely is on the page with how he describes fight scenes and stuff like that, right? So all of that said, how I got started was I tried to imagine where the characters that I envisioned would live. And I just kind of started with that. But honestly, I was very much elves and dwarves and very traditional Tolkien kind of thing when I started. And I finished a whole book with that in mind. And it's sitting over there. I printed it and I gave it to people to read. I'm not stoked with it because I realized at some point that that's not that it's not sellable, but it's not something I want to spend all my time revising, in that I wanted something more unique. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of went to the drawing board and took those same characters and actually started pantlining a little bit. I started outlining the world. I started envisioning more of the world around these characters, and changing the core of what I had. So I took the dwarves and the elves and I smashed them into one race that I created of my own that were more elemental and tied with how the planet is structured and that kind of thing. Do you see what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. so I decided to just kind of go in that direction. And I didn't actually start outlining plot stuff until I got really outlining it until I got to the boat with you. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about outlining, and you, was it you that passed along the 7-point plot structure, or was it Eric?
I think it was Eric. Cause I didn't know that. Writing excuses is the only thing that I know that I've talked about it from my current knowledge of stuff, like where I've actually learned it. I don't think I've ever used it though.
Well, Eric threw this at me and we were roommates and I was like, oh, I'll check it out. And it actually made more sense to me. It kind of put this huge scope of stuff I had in simple chunks,
mm-hmm.
and I could kind of pants in between, you know what I'm saying? So that helped me out immensely. But as far as where I start, I started with one character. Honestly, I started with one character who I knew that I wanted to write, and it was going to be an assassin. It was going to be a dystopia. It was going to be dark, but at the same time, there was going to be loss, and there was going to be hopefully some sort of positive world outlook at the end. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I started.
I like it.
That was a long, drawn out version, but I talk a lot.
No. Like I said before, I think it's very good because I feel like I talk most of the episodes. So I like being on the other side to listen and respond to what you're saying. It's just great.
So where do you start, man? I can go back to my current work in progress after you, but I just want, where are you at and how do you get started?
So for me right now, I'm very similar with you, where I have a character. And then I start building the character's personality based on like, well, what's his family like? What's his relationship with his mom, his dad, his siblings? Well, if he's got a bunch of siblings, like I grew up in a home with, you know, I had 3 siblings. Like I kind of understand like the dynamics that are going on there. But like, what if he's an only child, like, or he or she's an only child? So I kind of go through and figure out those things, draw on my experiences to kind of flush out like how they would react in certain situations or some type of mentality that they have. I go over social issues too. How is this character going to feel about the social issues? And then because I'm talking about social issues to myself now, then I go into world building. And that's when it's like, okay, now what are the stakes for this character and what do I want to put them through? So that's where I start now. Right now I'm writing a sci-fi / cyberpunk / crime novel. So the world building aspect was huge for me before I actually did any type of plotting for it. And I discovery wrote my entire world on this one. And I'm discovery writing my magic system and how it's effective and not effective, along with the technology that goes with it too. With fantasy, I world build first, which I don't know why.
It makes sense.
It's kind of a little bit, it's just better for me. And so I wrote like, I don't know, 3,000 words on just an explanation of a city and how the city functioned, what it looked like, why they were a valuable city, why were, you know, the reasons behind why they were segregated from the kingdom and recognized as their own little empire, but still part of the kingdom and didn't have to directly answer to the king there. And yeah, I world built on that one and accidentally developed characters out of it.
The world building aspect is new-ish to me. Although I did some haphazard pantsing world building with my older work in progress, like I was saying earlier, but with my current one, because I did put that aside, my old one aside a little bit, I feel like at this point I just wanted something fresh. And I'm like, I've been wanting to write sci-fi. I've been reading a lot of sci-fi. I wanted to do sort of a sci-fi / dystopia / fantasy, and we're doing a lot of slashes here, and I feel like the more slashes that you have, you really need to have world building mm-hmm. in that. And And Maurice actually passed along a world building tool, or just really just more of just some questions that he had, that he uses. And it helped me immensely. And I spent, I probably have 10,000 words just of world building.
Oh, wow.
Like just paragraphs about like what I want to happen, what the governments are like, what this like, and a lot of it. And this is a, basically a story set, you know, 30, 40 years in the future from us. You know, it's not super sci-fi, but at the same time, there's a lot of changes that have happened. So I spent a lot of time kind of working out those little nuances. And what was kind of cool about that, what was freeing about that, honestly, when I went to actually write this thing, because this was a NaNoWriMo project and I had planned on getting my 50,000 words, even though I didn't. But I got to, you know, a little under 20,000, which is not terrible.
Right. No, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah. So I bust out a bunch of words and I'm still working on it. And I like the piece a lot and I like the inspiration behind it. But like I said, this, the world building aspect, having done that ahead of time made the pantsing easier because I could pants little scenes and characters as I needed them, but I had this whole backdrop of the world that I had already had created and is on paper that I could reference. Mm-hmm. Does it make sense? So I'm not pantsing world building and scenes and characters at the same time. I'm more just, okay, here's my outline, because I had an outline, a rough outline, and here's what I want to have happen, and now let's see what happens. And I found myself going back to the outline when I got to like 30,000 words, 35,000 words. And I was like, am I even on track anymore? I haven't looked at this in a while. And I look back and I look back and I'm close. I'm close. But also realized that I didn't do the last quarter of the outline. So I'm definitely a pantliner.
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things I do like doing to get started is I just start writing. Mm-hmm. And I just let it go from there. And if it's something I'm not even going to use, it just, I mean, just helps you get in the flow of things. So you can turn around and do an outline or do discovery, right, on the actual word you want to write in. I like writing about D&D characters. Yeah, I said it. I mean,
you did it.
Some people think it's taboo and like, or just dumb and no one wants to read about it. But it's like, yeah, but
is it still writing?
It's still writing. I'm developing a backstory for a character, like, and I kind of have some guidelines on the world already. So,
right.
I don't know. This is one of those things.
I think what's super important is that you can always go back and start an outline. You can always go back and world build. You can always go back and character create if you want to go, you know, use D&D or gaming terms, mm-hmm. right? It's not just because you didn't do it in the beginning. Like, I got really frustrated because my first working project progress is huge in the scope. But I started trying to narrow things down and just say, okay, I need to focus on this part of it. Because if I try to take all of it into account and world build the whole thing, I would spend a lot of time doing that.
Yeah.
Rather than doing what we should be doing and getting words on the page. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
So if you get stuck, you can always go back and say, okay, now where do I go from here? If I threw this into an outline, what's the rest of it? And that's what I ended up doing on the boat. I honestly threw in what in that 7-point plot structure, I threw in what I had and I was like, oh, cool. I'm here. Now what I want. And I actually made a connection that I needed to make that I hadn't made. And that I was stuck on because of that plot structure and going back and outlining. So that helped me.
No, that makes sense. I love it. Our writing styles and these our writing methods are very, very similar. So I totally understand them. My brother, who's trying to get into writing now, and for months I've been telling him, hey, just sit down and start writing. And he's like, I don't know. I need inspiration. I need this. I need that. And like he finally sat down and started writing. 3 days later, he's up to almost 3,000 words. And he was awesome. Like, "You were right." I was like, "Yeah, no shit." But I'm your little brother, so anything I say to you about this stuff, like, always comes with a grain of salt. Like, I understand it
exactly.
So I mean, you know, listening to a writing podcast has been helping him out too. And he follows the Discord channels. But that, I mean, that just to get started, for me, it's simple. Just start writing. You don't need a plot. You don't need a plan. Like, just do whatever comes to your head. If you want to write a sci-fi, tell me about spaceships or tell me about the technology.
Well, and this is something, and this is just bringing in my world experience because of all the things I've done, but my, you know, teaching English, when I had to give them a writing prompt and they had to write an essay, I'd have students look at me, Mr. Carr, I just don't know how to start. I said, then don't. Skip to the second paragraph. You have a thesis statement. You have an idea, right? So skip to the second, write the first paragraph later, right? Write the part that you know, write this part where you have your support and you have your outline and this is the part of the outline, you know, write this and then go back and write that first paragraph again. Cause the first paragraph is an introduction when it comes to essay writing, at least, but with fiction, it's like, okay, we've talked about this before. If there's a part you don't know or you know you need to fill, but you can't think of it right now, write yourself a note.
Yeah, put in brackets.
Throw in there. Yeah, put it in a bracket and say, don't know this character's name, fill in later. Or write, you know, put a placeholder. More description about the planet here and just keep going. Because if you get hung up on that part of it, you're just going to get stuck and discouraged and you're not going to put words on the page.
In my current work in progress, I have a character where I was decided to use brackets. This is my first time in a draft using brackets in some areas because I do get hung up. And it was the name I was getting hung up on. And this character, without too many spoilers here, schizophrenic, but only has one voice. But due to cybernetic enhancements, this other personality actually can take over his body and it changes form because there's magic involved. And so there's two different people cohabitating in the same body. And this guy, his Officer Jackson is his name. And then all of a sudden I was like, well, I don't have a name for the other guy that's talking. And I was like, oh, Cyber Jackson. Because he's just a cyber clone in his own head. And then I bracket it CJ. Yeah. And all of a sudden I was like, boom, that's my name. So yeah, it was a total accident. So bracketing definitely helps. And the more you use it, you're still going to be thinking about that along the way. So just don't get caught up on that. Like the first page, don't even worry about it. Like, so it's the framework of a story when you start. Like you have the frame is just the beginning and the end. And you frame that around the story, the middle. Mary Robinette is very big on this one herself. When someone feels like their story, their book is broken, it's usually not the story itself. It's not the middle. It is the beginning and the end that doesn't match the middle. So if you guys are having a hard time like getting started, figuring out how it's going to go, write the story, write the middle, and then figure out how you want to introduce people into that. And then you can figure out how you want to close it. I didn't think that's just going to help line things up if you guys are having troubles getting started or coming to an end.
No, for sure. And what's funny, too, that you said that is it's not really a writing group, but a couple of writers I talk to, I check in with week by week. We're evolving what we're doing. But at the same time, they're like, oh, when are you going to share with us something that you've written? And I was like, oh, I could do that. And then I went back to the beginning of my NaNoWriMo current work in progress. And I'm like, holy crap, I don't like this at all.
Oh, dude.
And like, it wasn't that I was dissatisfied with it. It was more just like, oh, this is not ready for someone to read. Like, this is very rough. This was beginning NaNoWriMo words on page. Like, I like what it's a framework, but holy crap, if I give this to somebody, but if I find a scene from like last month, for example, there's a couple scenes I wrote that I'm really stoked about that I can clean up. And that's more of the late beginning to middle part of the book. You know what I mean? And those are the parts I probably am okay with sharing, you know, with a little context, obviously, because they don't know what's going on in the world. But at the same time, I think I'd feel more comfortable doing that because I haven't cleaned up the beginning, because I don't care about the beginning right now.
The beginning is, for me, it's ever changing. So the novel I'm writing, I've got a beginning and I don't think I'm going to use it. because this beginning scene, because of the feedback I've gotten, it tripled in length. Because people wanted more context. They wanted more world building right away. And I was like, yeah, I can give it to you. But the current storyline I was in is dragging it out. So you're going to be like, the first two chapters are one piece or like one series of events. And then it's going to jump to 10 years later. And I don't know if I like that. There's a reason for it, but I don't know if I like it. I don't want to give the false expectation. So my beginnings right now is very subject to change.
Yeah. And I think I changed on my last work in progress, changed the beginning at least 5 times. And I think in the current iteration was some feedback I got on an online workshop thing, maybe. I don't remember what it was from. But the feedback was, you know, obviously start more immediate. And so it's more dialogue driven in the beginning, but I still am not happy with it. But at the same time, it was better than the, like we talked about the other week, what you call it, exposition in the beginning and, you know,
info dump.
I info dumped a lot in the beginning. And as I went forward and I realized that wasn't going to work, I'm more satisfied with where that is now, but it still doesn't work. But I'm okay with that because I know revision has to happen. And we haven't even talked about first sentences, first pages, first chapters, and all that kind of stuff, which is super important, which is why if you put too much weight on that, if you take my high school teenager trying to write an essay, I don't know how to start it. Well, then don't. Skip it. And just write the stuff that you have the research on. And then go back write and write your first paragraph.
Exactly. I mean, we probably got to cut this episode short here in a minute. For one of those getting started things, let's look at the book's C-spot run, right? Okay, take that sentence and turn it into a paragraph, right? And now take that paragraph and turn it into 5 paragraphs. And you just keep expounding like that. And that's just a trick to get you started. Like, if you know, the farmer plowed his field. Okay, now turn that sentence into a paragraph. Like,
and not only that, if you have a character.
No, it's so much easier that way. At least in my opinion.
Like, well, and we both alluded to this. I mean, we both kind of started our works in progress with characters in mind. If you have a character, put that character in a situation. Write about that situation. Whether you use that, or whether that's where you see your character to start the book, that's irrelevant. It's the fact that you're writing from that character's perspective in the world that you created, and that's a beginning either way.
I've expressed this before. I love making my character doing something mundane. Going grocery shopping. It's not exciting. I'm not planning on making anything exciting happen. I'm not even going to use it in my actual work.
Right.
But it helps me figure out what kind of foods he likes, how he does his shopping, what's important, what's not important. Like, is he staring at other people? Like, is he noticing what other people are buying? Is he friendly?
What he notices and how he moves the world is super important.
Yeah, no, absolutely. My opening scene for my current work in progress is a 3-day weekend, bunch of students from the Arcane School going town, the town that's right attached to the campus grounds. It's just a solstice festival and it's just a market, and they're just hanging out in the market, and that's how I introduced the tech and the magic all at the same time. And then boom bam, something big happens, and 3,000 words later I still don't know what's going on. So I mean, I do,
but as you pant line through this, I think it's super important that we move on to the end of the show for this week. Take either one of those tasks that we threw at you.
Weekly task, right? A writer's task for the week. I'm going to say this. Take one of your characters or a character that you have in your head and make them do a mundane task such as grocery shopping, picking up dry cleaning, taking out their trash. Make them do something dumb. Silly.
Feeding their animals, tending the fields, something.
Walking down the street to go somewhere to feed ducks.
I like it.
So just do something mundane, something simple.
Basically, and within that, learning about your character.
Mm-hmm.
And learning something new.
this is the process to help you get started. For those of you that haven't been out there writing already, if you have been out there and writing, tell us in Discord, what do you do? And I, you know what? I'm just going to call a couple of people out. Constance Faye, what do you do to get started?
What do you do to get started? You're on blast.
Morgan. Morgan's got a story going where I want to know more about it.
Yeah.
And in Amelia, she has one too. She asked a couple questions about tropes in Discord, and she told me bits and pieces of her story. I haven't read the manuscript yet, but I am beyond excited for her to get done with that.
And all of these examples that Nick's throwing out there are on the Discord channel. So definitely join our Discord channel and join the conversation.
If you want, I will even give my special announcement that you're there.
This has been Just Keep Writing, a podcast for writers by writers to keep you writing. I am at Darth Pops on Twitter, and Nick is at Bright Inks. You can find this show on iTunes and your favorite podcatchers, so like and share this show with your writing community. If you'd like to share or discuss anything we talked on the show, the last week's task, or whatever you have going on, you can post it on our Discord channel, Facebook page, or send it to me. I am Marshall at MarshallCarr.com or Nick at NicholasBright at BrightInks.org. You can find our writing and the show notes for each episode on our websites, MarshallCarr.com and BrightInks.org. Lastly, if you want to support the show, the best way to do that is Patreon.com/JustKeepWriting, and you can find us there and give us a couple bucks an episode and help us do what we do, and we can help you.
You've got the homework done. You have a challenge up ahead of you. Now just keep writing.